I'm Peter Stewart, and we're talking about the importance of pauses. Short one today. The title of today's episode, A Pause Helps You Say What You Can't Actually Say. A pause may be inviting the audience to read between the lines, pointing them to a possible irony in the words that you're saying. The verbal equivalent of a raised eyebrow, perhaps. Let me give you an example. This is an actual example that came down as a news script. And you can see the words in the show notes today. I'm going to read them two ways. First of all, without the pause, and then with the pause. And Melania Trump has delivered a farewell address saying the last 4 years have been unforgettable and calling for an end to division. Or, if you left a pause in the middle, it hints at a bit of irony there, doesn't it? And Melania Trump has delivered a farewell address saying the last 4 years have been unforgettable and calling for an end to division. Today's episode. How a pause can help you say what you can't actually say. A pause there in that sentence suggests that it could be ironic that Melania Trump is calling for an end to division. Not making a political comment, I'm making an intonational comment and a pausational comment. Tomorrow on the show, how pauses are used as intonational devices in quotes, brackets, parentheses and subclauses as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, pause. I'm Peter Stewart.